You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. What would you call this day? We got up, it was a little gloomy, day. When I went out this morning, I thought we wouldn't see sun, but it looks better now.
It does.
Lots happening, huh?
It does.
It looks better than at 7 o'clock this morning.
Well, I know, it was pouring down rain when I came in this morning.
I had to go move equipment so people could fix that counter of mine. It's a beautiful thing. With Chatty Patty. Hey, Patty, if you're listening. Today's awesome. We've got Jennifer.
Hello.
My other half right here next to me in the studio today. Today we have, we usually have our maestro Mark Nelson from the Melbourne Orchestra in here all the time.
That's who we're missing today.
That's right. No, we're not missing him today because he's not having a show this month. This is his 1 month.
And the band and the orchestra.
Right. But we're going to talk about his Come Fly Away later. Okay, we'll give Mark the love that he always deserves. But today is pretty cool because I've been trying to get Marcy. I've got Marcy, Dave, and Kurt from the Melbourne Municipal Band. I've got them in the studio live today. We're gonna say hi, everybody. Kurt, tell us who you are.
Hey, this is Kurt Schulenberg. I direct the 321 Jazz Orchestra for the Melbourne band community.
And welcome, Marcy. Tell us who you are.
I'm Marcy Hudson, and I work with the band in the background. Don't have much musical experience, but I
Me neither.
Love
Don't
music.
Feel bad. I can't even keep a beat. Dave, welcome.
Glad to be here. I'm Dave Hudson. I am now the past president of Melbourne Municipal Band. I had been the president for the past 13 years. Decided I'm getting too old for that, and we need to let somebody else do it. So.
Oh, new blood's not always a good thing. Jen and I are finding that out. Yeah. We're ready to can all of our new blood.
Dave didn't mention, though, he's also the main male vocalist with the 321 Jazz Orchestra these days. He's singing with me this week. Yeah.
And Dave, I have to tell you, you have an awesome voice. I've told you that before.
Well, you really do.
And so this has been a myth because, first of all, here at What's Cooking in the 321, we have a lot of audience that's in that, like, what's our demographic ages? Our
really, we're everywhere between
20 everywhere.
To, we go 20 to 50s, and then it kind of
correct.
Skips.
But they're underneath that 55, and we've taken, this is why I'm so glad you're here, because I look at us like partners. It's okay. Like, if you guys are bringing, if we're bringing the people in, well, that helps me, because I gotta try to sell a hot dog, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I gotta still kids at home.
Don't forget the burgers.
The burgers,
exactly.
That's right.
The excellent burgers.
Excellent burgers. So we're in this together, you know, and the one thing I can tell you is with the orchestra, we've tripled what we were doing 2 years ago. And I just think that's a wonderful thing. And the other thing is our audience loves Mark.
Noel,
but Mark's funny. He comes on and we've gotten that demographic that really thought the orchestra and the band is lame. You know what I mean? Like that's a thing out there because they think, oh, it's like, I don't know one. What's a concerto? What are they called, Dave? the orchestra. What?
The orchestra's called an orchestra, and it's got strings in it.
No, but myself, I thought they played like the older music that you don't even know the names
of.
They
play symphonies.
Concertos. That's
yes.
it. Well, I'm here to tell you, and we've proven it, and you go there all the time now.
Yes.
You don't miss the shows. we know the names of these songs. There are songs that are being played on the radio now, and the orchestra has redone them, just like you guys. I love when I know the song you're playing.
Yes.
You know, so that's sort of fiction out there, that this age group, you know, under me, I'm older, they think of the orchestra and the band as this old-timer thing. And we need to tell them, no, we're not.
Yeah.
Right?
You should. Is kind of a standard thing that when you decide to have a particular concert, you make most of the music that people know, and then introduce them to some new stuff also.
Yeah.
So that way they get introduced to new music. The more times you can get introduce them to new music, the less new music there is, because they know it.
Well, and that's, they say the same thing in church. You know, if you play something that everybody knows, they get up out of their chair and they start singing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same thing. I think one of my favorite ones that you did was when you did from TV shows. Music from TV shows.
Oh, we do that all the time. Yeah. TV tunes.
But I love that. I love that. And that's what I mean, because it brings you back to old times. Like, oh, I know that one. As soon as it's like that name the tune in three notes. You know, it's like as soon as it starts and you feel comfortable and you know it. And so we've gotten this new age group. You're seeing younger people in there. You've been a guest there. You're seeing younger people. And we're even seeing from 2 years and up, and they're dancing in the aisles now. And so I'm hoping that you guys coming on the show, people will hear us and they're going to go, all right, Kim said, come on out, come up to the concession, say, hey, what's cooking in the 321? I heard about you on the radio, and they come in. I hope that we see that this week.
Oh, I hope so, too. Mm-hmm.
So we've got, is this, let's see, the Undercover Blues. Is that what's happening this week,
Kurt?
That's
what's happening. The Undercover Blues. It's all, I've done this style of concert before, too. It's all the sneaky secret agent spy sort of music. We do have a couple of TV pieces and kind of things.
You're going to have the Pink Panther.
We're not having the Pink Panther. What we're having instead, we are opening with a new song called The Purple Pangolin. Now, the purple pangolin is a mythical creature like the Pink Panther, but a pangolin is actually sort of an armadillo-y sort of creature, and it's unfortunately the most illegally trafficked creature in the world right now. But they're, if you
will
look
you
them
be
up
having
on,
one there, Kurt?
If you look them up on YouTube, they're really cute. They're just darling little animals. And this purple pangolin it sounds like the Pink Panther. It's that kind of sneaky sort of music with a saxophone voo kind of a sound. So that's what we're opening with, and I'm glad you mentioned it.
So now let's tell everybody when you're opening. So let's put the we in there today. What time are we opening? What time are the doors opening? Do you have a pre-show this week?
There's summer shows. We tend not to do the pre-shows.
Okay.
So our downbeat is at 7 o'clock. I think the door is still open at 6 o'clock.
At six. Okay.
But most people start pulling in there about 6:30 or so to make sure they get.
So
the good
listen,
seats.
Listeners, at what's cooking in the 321. First of all, 321-437-1567. You can text us while we're on the air here if you have any questions and things like that. And you know, after the show's over, you can always keep the questions coming, because we'll certainly get them to you guys after the show also. But it's free to anybody to come in, correct?
Yes, free.
Okay, so you can come through the door at 6 o'clock. You can sit with me. You can get a bite to eat and wait for everybody to start. 7 o'clock prompt, you're going to start with this song.
The Purple Pangolin.
Of the weird animal that I've got to go Google now.
Yeah, you have to.
And then the show runs about how long?
Well, you know, I've decided the marathon shows get to be too much. So we're... ostensibly we're 7 to 9, but we'll probably be out of there about 8:30 or so. Depends how long I talk.
So
that's a big
so
chunk.
So 7 to 8:45.
Yeah. Last night we ran through the dress rehearsal and we were out of there at 8:30. So, you know, but I wasn't talking much, you know, so I like to give a little bit of background on these tunes and discuss a little bit of, you know, where they came from and where they're going.
And we like that.
But, well, you see, part of it is, you know, you mentioned about playing pop tunes at all. It's really hard to find pop tunes that people know that fit in with a jazz orchestra, since all the pop tunes are, what, the last 40 years? That's pushing it. Jazz was pretty much gone by then, you know? The early 60s, jazz has never left, but it's been pushed off of the top
jazz
40 charts for years. I mean, the last time I think anything charted was probably in the 60s, some early 60s. But jazz as a whole is always been with us. It's been commercial. It's been part of movies, been part of television. You know, you think of things that, you know, like, well, here we're doing I Spy was from the 60s. It was a great TV show, and it had a great theme song. And we're doing an arrangement of that by our guitarist, Phil Coe, who's played guitar all up and down the area here for many years. He's now playing with the 321 Jazz Orchestra regularly. And he wrote an arrangement of I Spy, which
now, how do you
fun.
Get everybody in the band? Do they, is this volunteer also?
It is a volunteer band.
Okay. And do you have to try out?
It depends. Yes, there's definitely a trial process. It's not so much of a formal process as I've got to hear you play.
So how many are going to be playing tomorrow night?
20.
20?
About
okay.
20. That's with two singers.
Okay. And how many times did you practice for tomorrow?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've been working. We generally work. I work between 6 and 8 weeks on a show to get it ready to go. And inevitably, whether it's 6 or 8, I want one more week of rehearsal just to make it perfect. And so it's always...
See, Jen, I've been doing this for years, and I'm learning so much today. See, that's what the... And then, Dave, you're singing.
I'm the only male singer. He said I was the best male singer.
He's the
singer.
Best male singer we have.
I'm the only male singer.
That keeps you didn't have the to best clarify one. That. There
yes,
you go.
That's right, yeah.
You do have, there is a female singer.
Yes,
correct.
We've got Crystal Clark as the female singer. Okay. She does a wonderful
now,
job.
Now, is she the one that's usually there?
Yes.
She's been there for about a really year good. Now. She's really good, yeah. So we do an intermission. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we try to get everybody through that line. You know, it happens at the orchestra, too, because we have we love him. He's a funny guy. But he is the first guy in the line every time. And he stands in front of us every time and goes, I mean, we've got 75 people in back of him. And finally, I'm like, can I help? Who's next, please? Step to the side, sir, until you know what you want. I do it every time. So now Jen just goes... No, you want a hot dog and fries. And she just gives it to him. What kind of soda you want with your hot dog and fries? That's what we're giving you. But he does it all 4 nights. He comes all 4 nights. He comes both for you two and both for the... And he makes sure he beats everybody. But it's so... let me think.
And he knows
it's hilarious. So... just for our listeners, you guys run on donations.
That is correct.
So that's the only way you get any funding or
we have
the
funding,
grants or anything?
We have funding through various foundations. We mm-hmm. have a grant writer who writes grants for us. We used to have a lot more funding through the federal government, the state, and the county. The state and the county has dried up. But we do get some funding from the cities. Cities treating us very well, and we appreciate that.
City of Melbourne.
City of Melbourne, yes.
But you're stuck with me.
I love it.
Huh?
I love it.
Well, you know, and there's been a lot of controversy there. We can talk about it. I love being controversial. Because I know everybody always thinks it's me that makes these rules over there with you can't bring alcohol, you can't brew this, you can't.
You can't bring alcohol?
You can't bring anything. You can't
buy it.
Now you can't even bring food in. Mm-hmm. Like, so everybody in town's really hating me now because, you know, we have people like House Church does their tea party because I don't want to do their food because I did it for years and it's like 6,000 little sandwiches. You know, last time I seriously was crying in the back of the kitchen. I was crying and because I'd been up all night because I go in, finger sandwiches for a tea party, you have to make fresh. You know, you can't make them the day ahead or whatever. So I get in there at 2 a.m, and then I work all day, and then all of a sudden there's somebody in the building with me. So I had to call, and I've got little biscuits in the oven. I had to call the fire department. I had to call the police department. I go, there's somebody in the building. There's somebody in the building with me. I'm in here alone cooking at 3 a.m. So they came over. They go, you got to get out of the building while we do this. I go, oh, no, I'm not burning my biscuits. No, lock me in here. I'm not burning my biscuits. So that's a night that I literally sleep there. Because back to back, I do the next day's Heidi's dance, and we do 600 and 600, so 1,200 there, and it's all little desserts.
Oh, boy.
So I literally don't go home. So, yeah, I was crying in the kitchen. I was crying big tears. And
But it goes back to the fact that people can't bring anything in, and
right.
It's not
so
your fault.
People can't bring anything in.
We just got the rules ourselves.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I don't, like, I've got the India Festival coming up. I consider myself a good chef, but I do not want to make Indian food because somebody's mama will not like it.
Right.
Somebody's, yeah.
It's just not going, that authentic. Yeah.
You're missing 8 spices.
Yeah.
And why did you put basement. This one in? Yeah. It's in my basement in Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not happy about a lot of it either, but I understand it. It's obviously, and you know how the city works, the city always wants to hold himself harmless. And so I take on all that liability. So sometimes it's not a beautiful thing, but I do try to make the best of it. My favorite saying now is when somebody says, I don't understand why we have to have you. What do I say? I don't understand why you wouldn't want it.
Right.
So we try to make the best of it. And in the end, I think it's come out pretty well. Yeah.
It'll end up being okay.
It's
an adjustment for them and us.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to the new changes.
I think you'll enjoy the concert. Kurt has done a wonderful job. He has written some music. He has arranged some music. We're doing Mack the Knife, but it's a different version.
Now, is that with Len Fallon? You got Len coming
no,
in?
No, Len
passed away.
Len is retired.
I didn't know that. Right. Yeah. Len passed away.
Yes, yeah. He did. Yeah.
So I have to tell you, I don't know if you guys know this, I owned the Ocarina Country Club for years. Back in the 90s, and Len played in there once, I think maybe twice a week even. He was way back then playing jazz. Oh,
he was everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
He was amazing. And he retired, about a year and a half ago, just because the body was giving out. His voice was still great, but the body's giving out. It's going to happen to all of us sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah. What a great
guy. It's already happening. I have a new knee.
But I was going to say, this version of Mack the Knife that I'm doing, the first trumpet player in 3-2-1 Jazz Orchestra, Anthony Agatello, he arranged it.
Now, are these all local people?
He's local, yeah.
Everybody's local.
Anthony's the one I caught myself. I was looking at a video the other day. When I first introduced him to the band, I said, I've got socks older than this guy.
What is the youngest person you have playing?
Oh, right now? Probably about 22 or 23.
Okay.
We've had them younger, but their schedules get nuts because they're all, we've had high school players that are very talented.
And what's the oldest?
And we've had college players, but they all are, you know, they have to move around and it's summer and things are happening. So
what's the oldest?
The oldest is Dave, maybe Pulowski.
I don't know.
I think somewhere 80s.
80s. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. So that's what I'm saying. So to what's cooking in the 3-2-1? Here you have it. You've got a 22-year-old playing, coming on board with somebody in their upper 80s or what have you. Do you have to pay for your music too? Because I know the orchestra has to pay for their music.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you have to pay
for your music.
You still have to pay for that.
Unless I write it, and then they don't pay for it.
You don't have to pay yourself?
That's what we do. Like even here... we had like my brothers doing that music that we start with, so it's not somebody else's music.
Yeah. Our brother Kenny in California.
Yeah,
yeah.
We're actually going to California We're going to hang in the studio ourselves. We're going to be gone next Tuesday. We're going to run some taped something good, but we're going to be gone and we're going to do the whole Hollywood thing. Jennifer has never been there. I went to Valley College back in a long time ago. I did my first year at college, Valley College, and I lived there. At the end, I lived in cheap housing. It was at the end of the Van Nuys Airport runway, so that you didn't need an alarm clock at 6 in the morning. The planes all turned on at one time. You know, as soon as they'd turn their engines on, we'd all get up for school. But I'm looking forward to going back there. I haven't been back there in years. I haven't been to my brother's studio, the studio that's in Burbank. He's Warner Music, so we'll get to spend some time doing that, and I think
find out what he's working on next.
Find out what he's working on next, yeah. And then we're going to do the whole Hollywood Walk of Fame. We might get on one of them double decker buses taking a graveyard or something. You'd probably like that. Graveyard of the Stars. Graveyard of the Stars. They have that, you know.
Oh yeah.
I just plan on stalking Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
She's probably not even there, but you know.
So and Kenny does the music for that show, Molly and whatever it is, Mike and Molly. Yeah. So. That's when you talk about the music in the background, because people don't understand when you watch a movie and it's got no sound until they put that sound to it, and it changes everything. Mm-hmm. I get to see it with no music, so it's pretty cool.
It's funny. Alfred Hitchcock, for years, used Bernard Herrmann as his writer for Psycho, North by Northwest, and they had a falling out, and I guess they eventually recovered from it, but it took many, many years. And the fallout was The Birds, and if you watch The Birds, there's no music.
Really?
It's kind
really?
Of extra, it makes extra weird. Spooky, scary almost, it because you feel very alone all the time. Mm-hmm. When you have music, you sort of, it can make you feel many things, but there's always sort of the surrounding. You feel like this is very naked. You're very out there all by yourself without any music.
You feel like you're in with them.
Listen,
I agree.
We have a bird problem.
Oh, we really do.
Come on, we really have a bird problem. Let's put it out there. Uh-huh. Okay, so a pigeon came on the balcony. Now, first of all, Jen has this little dog, Molly, that's a service animal, and we have trained that bird. I mean, we've trained the dog to say, get the dirty birds, get the dirty birds, get them off, because, you know, they mess up your balcony, right?
Yeah.
And we're right down the ocean, and they come off the ocean with all these birds, and it's like, get off. In fact, she's put owls all over the place to scare them, but we let the dog out like a crazy person. We hype it up before, get the dirty birds, get the dirty birds. So now a pigeon got into where my herbs are supposed to be growing, and it laid two eggs.
Oh.
And so now the pigeon, we send Molly out there to get the dirty bird, and then we go, no, there's really birds, there's birds. Babies. So now we're calling her the birderer.
The
birderer. And so now she just sits inside like drooling. But we have a baby bird, and the mama's left it.
It's about 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
It's a pigeon.
And it's cute.
I called, and they said that since it's an invasive species, the wildlife people do not want it. They said they can
So the thing's just out
like,
there.
No. We're not euthanizing. Someone will try to find somebody that has
Maybe
pigeons.
We can play some bird music, and it'll get up a little bit. We're going to have to feed this thing when we get out of here. Because I feel
it's
so bad for it. So if you're listening and you love pigeons, don't be taking it to feed your snake, because it'll break my heart. And but we do have to get rid of this pigeon today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it hasn't ate in a couple of days. So I'm going to try the...
Invasive to Florida. That's why everybody's getting kicked out of Florida. They're invasive to Florida. They're invasive.
You've got to have one of them syringes.
Yeah, that's what it's.
We were YouTubing it last night.
It's about 3 weeks old, and when I was trying to give it water today, it was taking the water off of like my knuckles and things. So I'm trying to get some of the slurry stuff made, which this bird better be. I can't stand gross stuff on.
But we're gonna do it anyway.
So I'm gonna do it anyway and see if I can get a little bit of food in it.
We're gonna be the pet whisperers today. So let's talk about a little bit of stuff happening that you guys might know about this too. Because do you play other places?
Well, actually, you know, some of the small ensembles that Melbourne Municipal Band has play different places. The Adagio Sax Quartet is one of our small ensembles. We played two concerts on Sunday. We played one at the Harbor City Baptist Church here, and then we were down in Vero Sunday night. So, yeah, we do play other places.
Okay, because the Henninger Center... we just want to put a shout out to the Henninger Center. We all love the plays there. One of the best plays I ever saw was Run From Your Wife, and it had the guy from Mayberry RFD, I think his name was Ken Howard. He was also on the Carol Burnett Show.
Okay.
It was so funny. But the Henninger Center, if you go to thehenningercenter.com, they're trying to give, they're getting ticket packages. It is six different things that you can see, one package, and it's under $260. So for $260, you can get tickets to every single one of the shows coming up. They've got Hairspray, they got Little Shop of Horrors, A Christmas Carol, Shrek, I know my kids want to see, Singing in the Rain. I don't know what The Prince of Egypt is. That sounds like something musical, maybe. I don't know. Have you heard of that one?
Oh, isn't that a Disney?
Prince of Egypt.
I think it may have been.
So... just go to henningercenter.com. You can call them at 321-723-8698, and you can get one of these packages. Also, this weekend, our Space Coast Harley-Davidson, I can never say it, Jen, Siggy and Keo's.
Kiko's.
Do you remember the hot dog when the guy said he was the hot dog king? And I said, no, you're not. I'm the hot dog queen.
Yes, I remember that
guy. He was on the show. Do you remember how to say the name of his thing? Siggy and Kiko's?
No.
So anyways, they're, of course, at our Space Coast Harley-Davidson. You know, they're one of our sponsors. And at July 19th from 11 to 4, they're having their second annual Splash Day. This year they're having it with somebody that we did have on the show that does foam parties.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the foam guy?
I remember that one, too, yeah.
I haven't been to a foam party, but you know what? If I have July 19th, I don't know if we'll be able to make that one. We have a home show, but it's going to be a water obstacles. Music is by the band Side Effect. Have you guys heard of any of these bands, Side Effect?
Nope.
I don't know what kind. That's happening at the Space Coast Harley-Davidson this weekend. We all know where that is, over by your favorite place, Bass Pro Shop.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We'll be getting a little love from Bass Pro Shop. We're still waiting for that, and we look forward to that. Please know that the reason we can all be in the studio today is because of Melbourne Seafood Station. They've got their two locations, 31 East New Haven Avenue. That number's 327-3393. And the other one's at 865 Palm Bay Road. That number's 327-3727. You can call ahead. You can get your orders ready. Have you guys ate at the Melbourne Seafood Station at all,
no,
Kurt?
No, I have not.
So I have to tell you, and I'm not just saying this because they're our sponsor and paid for our show, is the best value in all of Melbourne. You can still get a full lunch for under $10.
Wow.
Wow, that's good.
They've opened the new place right downtown. Marcy, do you know where it is?
It used to be on A1A?
It used to be on US 1. It used to be on US 1, right at like Strawbridge there. Well, and that's, call it New Haven. It's where the road changes things.
It used to be a gas station.
It was a gas station for years.
We've eaten there.
Yes. And you have eaten there.
Yes, we did.
Excellent, excellent. Because now they've moved downtown to where Rolly's was.
Yes.
And the hamburger place. Right where, like before you come through the gates that say welcome to downtown. They're right there on the right-hand side if you're coming from the west. And they're doing well. They've closed the one. There was one on O'Galley by A1A that maybe you were thinking of. They closed that one. Vieira they closed. So they've just got the one on Palm Bay Road right next to Long Doggers and the one downtown. They're doing great. Listen, they've got Maine lobster in there for $20 with two sides.
Yeah, I have seen that. I've never been. It was the Bat Cave.
It was the Bat Cave,
Yeah.
They had music for that.
Yeah.
And then they're serving pompano, a local fish also. Mm. So please make sure you go into Melbourne Seafood Station. Tell them what's cooking in the 321 sent you. Also, if you text the 321-437-1567, let's give somebody a $25 gift certificate from Melbourne Seafood Station. We can do that. We like to do that. It tells us how many people are listening also today.
What number?
The 321-437-1567. Oh, 20th. The 20th texter is getting a $25 gift certificate to Mama Seafood Station. All right, there we go. We'll talk about Urban Prime in a little bit and see what's going there. We're waiting. He's texting. He's texting as we speak. Let's just talk about him now. The Urban Prime.
Urban Prime.
So
love it.
So do you guys go out? Let's talk a little about what's cooking in the 321. You guys go out to eat a lot because I know you run into my brother. My brother say, "Oh, I saw Dave and Marcy."
We are kind of lazy, so we go out to eat a lot.
It's not about lazy, but I have to tell you because you and I did mention this in the start of the show. Mark and I are doing, and you might want to go dine with us, okay? Because we're instead of reviewing food, we're going to review restaurant music.
There you go.
Okay, because it's so important when you go in a place. I hate when you can't talk to the person sitting next to you because it's like you got to wait for the song to stop so that I can say whatever. Or they're trying to take your order and you can't even hear. And so far, the best music in a restaurant so far we found is Scott's on Fifth.
Oh, yeah.
Scott's
now,
on Fifth.
Like Urban Prime. That's,
well, Urban Prime is for live. We love the music at Urban Prime. Have you guys been there?
Yes.
So we love Switch.
Switch. With
Switch.
Anna.
I call him Stitch.
Yes.
Switch with
Hot
Anna.
Pink.
Hot Pink.
They just did the Melbourne.
Melbourne.
That went over really, really well.
And
yeah, Scott's definitely got the ambiance.
Scott's has the ambiance music.
It just goes with his whole eclectic thing.
Have you guys ate there?
Scott's on Fifth.
Because so far, that's our favorite background music.
Cool.
You haven't been there yet.
I have not.
Okay.
You haven't set a time with me to go.
I know, because we, you know what? We've been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
We have been, this is the busiest I've been because of that darn knee.
Yep.
That knee slowed me down. But I did Mel Boom. I'm supposed to only be doing 3,500 steps. Mel Boom, I did 16,000 steps. Oh, I walked 7 miles, and I could not move the next day. I think I didn't have a show on Monday because, nah, I wasn't moving. So, but I have. I've been really busy. We're trying to, our restaurant's open back up all over the place August 11th. We only have the two open right now, you know, because we're in the colleges, which you can always come and eat there. You know, have you been to the Student Union in Eastern Florida State College?
No, I have not done
You can
that.
Go recruiting people because schools need music.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I can't stand that they cut the budget in the high schools for music department, you know, music and sports. It's like, why? Why are you doing that? Keeps kids off drugs, for one.
Right.
Not that I'm like Marcy said earlier, I have not, people will always say, well, your brother does this. I have not one. I cannot even carry a tune. I cannot tap to the right time, but I do dance. I do dance to anything offbeat, with beat. It doesn't even matter.
Do we have a deal for you?
Here it comes.
One of our groups is the 12-piece rock and roll review.
Okay, seen them before.
Four singers and 8-piece backup band with horns. We do Chicago. We do Blood, Sweat, and Tears. We do a lot of music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Okay.
And we have four dances at the O'Galley Civic Center. The first one is October 10th.
Let me see if
tickets are on sale at our website, mmband.org. Tickets are $15 a piece, and it's just a wonderful night.
Is this like the sock hops or like the picnics?
It's like the sock hops. We stopped calling them sock hops because we had people of a certain age that did not know what a sock hop was.
Listen, so this one wasn't born. You just said in the 50s. It's like, Jen, the 70s. Were you born yet? I don't think you were born yet.
Born in 71.
Ooh. So we do the dances with Rock and Roll Review. You know, the jazz orchestra, the 3-2-1 jazz orchestra that Kurt's doing, is our next to the last concert for this concert season. The concert season ends on August 30th, 31st, whatever.
How many days? When you say the season ends, is that because you stop for a minute or what
actually
happens?
We don't stop, but we do everything. We have to, we do our programming. We determine what we're going to do with the music. Kurt does 3-2-1 Jazz Orchestra and Stacy does the concert band.
Art does three.
And is Art still there? I haven't seen Art.
No, Art is not physically there.
Okay.
He comes down for rehearsals and for concerts, but he has moved to Savannah.
Okay.
Yes. I love Savannah.
I have, yeah, niece and nephew.
Georgia girl, so.
Georgia doll.
So the concert that we've got coming up with Melbourne Municipal Band is called A Musical Expedition. And it will take you through different parts of the world. One of the pieces that we rehearsed last week is out of Africa. If you remember the movie, it was one of these beautiful...
With Robert Redford, right?
Probably so, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
When Marcy and I watched the movie years and years ago, we were so impressed by the music that we got the CD for the music. Well, now we're going to play that at this concert. And the first time we had a chance to play it in rehearsal was last week, and it is absolutely gorgeous. So we got that. We got some Benny Goodman. We got some Italian music, Funiculi, Funicula. Got a little bit of everything in there, and I think the crowd will like it.
When is that one?
That is Wednesday and Thursday, October 6th and 7th, 7 p.m.
No.
What? August. I can't say.
August 6th and
7th? This is A-U-G. What does A-U-G mean? August. I can't read.
So that's the one that's a musical expedition.
Exactly.
Musical
exposition.
August 6th and 7th.
7 p.m. at the Melbourne Auditorium.
Excellent.
And it's a free concert.
They're all free concerts. You know, but I do love that you guys are all scattering for the, what is it? You do a 50-50?
Oh, yeah.
50-50. I think that's always great. You know, every time I've ever won a 50-50, though, I gave it back.
Me too.
I know. So do they do that?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad to see that.
Yeah. I know, I think that's the right thing to do. It's fun to win it, but it's like,
yeah,
hitting, you know.
My staff has been really good when we cater a wedding. The bartenders will a lot of times give the bar tips back to the bride and groom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And I don't ever ask them, you know, but sometimes if they like and they've, you know, they've made good tips, but they do that. They'll give half of it. I said all of it, but they'll give half back to the bride and groom. We got some wonderful people working with us that do that.
We do.
So I'm not going to be there Wednesday and Thursday, I don't think.
Who's going to sell the hot dogs?
I mean this week.
Oh, this week. No.
Yeah, I'm going to be. I got a birthday. We have a birthday party that we have to do on.
Wednesday,
huge one, yeah.
Thursday.
You're going to miss my music?
We might slide in Thursday.
I think Thursday.
We'll slide in Thursday to see. You got
Isis
the A-team on Thursday. Yeah, you got Isis and John. And
Well, I wrote an original tune for this one.
You did?
So you're not going to hear it anywhere else in the world because it doesn't exist.
Well,
it's called Operation Nightfall. And it's very spicy, and it's got a really good groovy beat at the beginning, and then the whole middle section is over to Stone Rock, and we were talking about who's the oldest in the band. She might have that locked in, because she's in her, I think she hit 88 because she was so proud of it being 88 keys on the keyboard, and she's 88 years old, and still playing up a storm, and she's got a whole improvised section in the middle that's just absolutely gorgeous. She said to me last night after we were dress rehearsal, she says, "You don't mind that I snuck some Chopin in there, did you?" I was like, "No, it sounded great."
Now, you know, my favorite instrument is a piano. I could listen to piano all the time. And you talk about jazz. She can tell you, I have the most, Dave was saying earlier that he hasn't listened to radio. And, you know, we hate to hear that. However, people do, myself, I listen to Sirius or whatever, Sirius. But I still listen to my shows. The people that I'm like, Sita's on Mondays. I always listen to Sita's show. And, you know, I used to listen to Howard Stern's show and Real Radio. So I do still listen to my shows that I like. I know a lot of people are podcasting now. Well, we tried that. We've got the cameras up there. But I always say I've got a face for radio, not for TV. keep it live. But radio is needed, Dave. We can't get rid of it.
No, I agree.
Because especially for emergencies and stuff. I know they tried to take AM radio out of cars back a year ago, and everybody went, no, no, no. And so we need to get people listening again to radio, and you need to come up your originals, somehow get them on a radio station there. Yeah.
I think the biggest problem is everything sounds alike, and no offense to anybody, but when you have Beyonce in country music, it's like there is no.
She's not country?
The Western. I'm going to give you my
I have to write country music now?
No.
It all just sounds the same. I mean, it's all got the same beat, the same.
I just wonder if when I was growing up and I was a teenager, did my parents think the same thing? I don't know, because they really did embrace the rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. My parents did too. In fact, people had to move off our street because my parents they supported my brother and his music so well. That they actually built a underneath the ground. They put a basement underneath our family room, and then they had the soundproof walls put in it.
Hmm.
It did not work. The lady next door, this is a terrible because she actually left on her own in a garage one day, but I said, look what you did. She couldn't stand the music. I know the police would make them stop at 9 o'clock, and they would come over. Sometimes they'd come in and listen. But to all of those people that put up with my brother playing all them years, they can know that he's an Academy nominated, Emmy winning musician, and they helped put him there because they put up with that sound.
And I was going to say, that's in Detroit. That's like music.
Yeah.
Detroit, you know, well, and everybody's street was probably like that.
His first album was on Motown Records. And I can remember they actually did a remake of Heard It Through the Grapevine on that record, even.
Great song.
Huh? Yeah. But Motown, and then it was RCA, and then he headed out to Hollywood.
Very good.
But so I've grown up with lots of music. I moved to California with him because I would have missed him, but my parents went with me. They wouldn't just let me go. They're like, no, we'll go with you. Get in that motorhome. We'll go with you. But they've supported. They've been very supporting of my brother's music and his career. And he's one of the good guys. He's done well with it. So I love to see that.
Oh,
when
yes.
People say, they'll ask about my brother. Yeah, he's a musician. It's like, you know, they always think in the garage. They play in the garage. Well, he did play in a garage.
Well, you know, a lot of us started in the garage. And I can remember in high school, in a garage band, in a garage.
Yeah.
And we were trying to become really famous musicians.
Did you have long hair, Dave?
No, that was before long hair.
Okay.
That was before long hair. The reason to get to play all this music was to attract the ladies.
There you go. Yes.
Elvis, he set the standard. Yeah.
That's right.
I was not as successful as Elvis.
I'll tell you, I love that my brother's been married for over 40 years to the same wonderful woman.
Successful.
And she has toured with him and gone on the road with him and lived the life with him. Fortunately for him, she did music. She did makeup in the movies. Mm-hmm. So they always seem to always be on a set together. But they've survived the whole Hollywood and the whole musician. Because musicians, I know there was the groupies, and I know my brother could not stand those that hung like that. But somehow he escaped that and has been with a wonderful person who you're going to meet this week.
Yes.
And that's the only brother I don't think you know. Mm-hmm. I always say when the twins are in the same room, everybody has to sign a disclaimer.
I can see that. Keith and Kenny, I can see that.
Yeah, we went to Bunkies last night with the brothers.
We did.
And,
it was fun.
Do you ever eat there?
Yes, I like Bunkies.
Yeah.
I remember when it was up in Satellite Beach or Indian Harbor Beach.
Yeah.
And they've expanded the menu. It's quite good.
Uh-huh. So we went there. I'm terribly allergic to shellfish. In fact, we've talked about on the show how I almost died less than a year ago from anaphylactic shock. So last night I said, I have to have shrimp. I have to have shrimp. So I took Benadryl at home before I left. Jen had like two EpiPens in her pocket. And literally,
I'm just waiting.
They cooked it all out, the iodine out of it. And then I put them in ice cold ice water in front of me. Because usually if I'm going to try shrimp, I do it myself. I was like, let's just go to Bunkies and poison myself. And
you didn't know.
I did all right. Yeah. I did all right.
Cool.
Chased it with alcohol just in case.
Yeah. That'll cure a lot.
It does. That will actually cure a lot. So the last time I was literally dying, somebody said, do you have vodka in the house? And I happen to have whipped cream vodka in my freezer. They went and got it. They said, give her a big gulp. I took a gulp. It literally opens your throat up like that.
Wow.
Like in seconds.
I had no idea.
It was amazing. In all these years, I thought all I needed was vodka.
The cure all.
So I had vodka next to me last night. Yeah, but I enjoyed the shrimp cocktail. I only ate a couple pieces and it was good.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because I was at my doctor's, you know, discussing the usual old age ailments of high blood pressure and all that. And I told him, taking my blood pressure after the hot tub, really, it's low after, you know, sitting in that hot water. And I said, also, if I happen to have an adult beverage at the same time, it gets even lower yet. He says, you're angling for a prescription of hot tub and booze, aren't you?
Yes.
I said, yeah, I am.
There you go.
I believe in, like, a nutritionalist. Forget the pills. Just eat right, drink right. Yeah. It'll solve everything, except
That's
for
right.
Jen.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for
I have a condition called POTS, and Kim thought she could nutritional.
I'm like, just tell me what you eat. Write down everything you eat for a month. She's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me do that.
It doesn't, and then she's like, I can't fix it.
Yeah, after a month, I went, no, there's no,
my
there's
the
no,
same way.
There's no rhyme or reason. We've got some stuff happening at the auditorium. First of all, let's just see if you're interested in this. I don't know if you guys know, but they do a Halloween spooktacular. That one stumped me there. Indoor trick or treat. Do you know about this?
We have done it in past years. We did not do it last year.
Okay,
for reasons I don't remember.
We've got the orchestra going to go out this year,
okay.
and you know, the only thing you got to do is bring about 3,000 pieces of candy because we have over 3,000 people in attendance. But I think it's a, I think it's really good, even if you got somebody playing, you know, there for a minute, to see that, hey, you know, there is a band, you're here, this is, you're in your home today, and this is where we play. But it's a pretty good turnout for us, and Always. It's been a good day. So I'm inviting you. You can talk to Chatty Patty. She knows I call her that all the time. That's my favorite name for her. Because she knows a lot about a lot, and she can tell you about it. So you can call Patty. Any business owners that are out there, you can phone 321-608-7420. You can also email the auditorium at mlbflorida.org. That's the at sign, auditorium at mlbflorida.org. It's Saturday, October 25th, 10 to 2. You can call, get the business info to pass out the candy, decorate your booth, and let people know you're here and playing and
live music.
Recruiting,
yep. Do you recruit?
We always looking for new musicians.
Okay.
Depending on the musician's skill level, we could take them into Melbourne Municipal Band, or if their skill levels are not quite as good,
they go to the orchestra.
We point them toward New
Horizons. Just kidding.
We point them toward the New Horizons Band, in which Kurt is the conductor.
So where is that New Horizon Band?
They actually rehearse in the same Melbourne band room at 1924 Melody
Lane. Now, where do you play that?
We play a lot of pre-shows. And then we've got a few setups, like we play with Operation Hope in Fellsmere. We do Christmas every year with them.
Okay.
This is Jesse Zermano runs the show down there, and he has for years helped all the underprivileged kids in the neighborhood by bringing them in to have, they've got booths and face painting and games and all that kind of thing. And the New Horizon Bands plays Christmas music, and they usually have the sheriff or some other bigwig come in, and Santa Claus, of course, arrives too. And it's a lot of fun because the kids get a whole lot of presents that are donated by members of the community.
That's awesome. Wonderful.
And for many years, Jesse made sure that he had enough bicycles that every kid got a bike.
That's great.
Which he would scour the counties around here and find old bicycles.
Now I know where my kid's bike went.
Repair shop, and he would fix them up and repaint them and make them look great and brand new again. And every kid got a bicycle.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you think about it, it's so much better to give a bicycle than a Game Boy or something where their thumbs get the exercise. But here they got a bicycle they can run around town on and get the fresh air and sunshine and
get outside.
It's a great, great program altogether.
So we've got a couple things happening. First, let's start with this week, Wednesday and Thursday. We've got you guys going to be in the band. Come and see the new original work and hear it. Doors again open at 6. Show goes from 7 to about 8:30, 9 o'clock. We've got that happening Wednesday and Thursday. We've got the home show and expo on Saturday and Sunday. You know the times of that, Jen? I got it right in front of me. Look, I'm asking you. It's right here. Around Home Garden and Expo is Saturday, July 19th, July 20th, 10 to 3. It's 10 to 3. If you need more info on that, you can call 321-733-8816, or you can go to BrevardExpos.com. That's Frederick.
That's
one of Frederick's shows. His shows are usually huge and big and entertaining. We've got hot tubs. You were talking about hot tubs. You might need a new one because they're going to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 10 to 5. I don't go for that. I know I make them mad that I'm not there, but I'm not.
Hot tubs are going to be there when?
Hot tubs are there on July 25th, 26th, and 27th. Next weekend. They've got the hot tubs back. In August, we've got the Angels Bridging Gaps, which we actually had on the show last week. Mm-hmm. That was a good show. We brought I brought two people who... One's Angels Bridging Gaps. The other one was Life. Brittany's. It's what is hers? It's Love and Life Inc. Yes. And they do fundraising to get every kid backpacks and clothes for school. We're going to be following that because Brevard Schools is actually donating all their buses. They're going to put these buses all throughout Brevard, and you'll be able to, for a week, to stop at these buses, fill them up, and then they're having a big convoy going to the warehouse in Cocoa, and they're going to bring all this stuff there, and then they'll open it up to people where you can come bring stuff, take stuff, and get every kid some clothes and backpacks. So we're going to be following that one. I want you to know that we've got lots of music coming up at the auditorium. We have ABBA. We've got ABBA coming back. We've got Elvis coming back.
Rock. I'm so ready for that one.
One of the coolest things I've seen music-wise was the violinist from Kansas came for a Christmas concert, and they played Christmas music. It was very, very loud. That was a few years ago. I wish they would do that again. But we've got two new promoters who are doing Santana. We've got...
so much.
Yeah, it's all kinds of bands. They'll be coming up in the next year, though. So these are the... like Almost ABBA, Almost Bee Gees.
Vintage Vinyl's doing it.
Vintage Vinyl. But I have to tell you, we're selling out.
Yes,
They're selling. The shows are selling out. Did you go to one yet?
No.
The Almost ABBA was really good. It was fun.
I haven't
gone
to that one yet.
Lots of dancing.
Lots of dancing. The Bee Gees, they had, and it was the same. What was really cool is the Bee Gees, it was girls, but they dressed up like the ABBA, and then they dressed up like the GBs. They called themselves the GBs. It was the same people singing, which reminded me, I'm from Detroit. There used to be a dinner show place there, and they would come out like Fiddler on the Roof or something, but you had a nice dinner, and it was prime rib. It was a good dinner, but it would be the same people, and the next week they'd be dressed like somebody else. And like Cher, but they were saying they were such good singers, they could make themselves sound like whoever they were doing. So we're actually getting some pretty good talent. You know, I'm also over there at the King Center. So I'm there Monday through Thursday every week. We had Britt Floyd.
Yeah.
We did Britt Floyd. We did all the food for them for Britt Floyd, which was Pink Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
They were from Melbourne, but they had a British accent. I said, I'm loving this. This is all good.
They had a real British accent?
Huh?
Was it a real British accent?
I'm English, but I couldn't pick up the, couldn't tell whether it was or not. But that's how they spoke to me. So I spoke back just like that when I was talking to them.
Oh, no. That would be like me trying to do that. And I'm from Georgia. No. So this whole accent and that, oh, no.
Somebody actually said the other day, they go, are you guys sisters? I go, do I sound like her sister? I go, she's a Georgia dog. It's like,
I am 100% Georgia.
But she can, Kurt, you might like this, because she does know the words to every single song, no matter what the genre is.
Wow.
Yeah. With the windows up very tightly, so nobody or no animals get hurt.
We've got what else happening?
Yeah,
that's about it. We just finished our Gun and Knife show. We had a beautiful Mel Boom with Hot Pink.
Mm-hmm.
We
I know Gina, Nikki, and Cindy.
Everybody did a great job there. So listen, tell everybody before we get off there how to find you guys. Tell them how to get to your Facebook page, your Facebook websites. What do you have?
We have a Facebook page, and the website is mmband.com. .org.
Okay.
Facebook page would be Melbourne Municipal Band .org. It has all of our calendar in there. It has all the information about where it is, what time it is, the date it is, and what organization, what band is playing at that time.
I've also added a 321jazz.com page. Yep. So, and that has all of our stuff as far as our next concert coming up and that kind of thing.
I have a favorite jazz band. It's four guys. They're called Foreplay.
Oh, yeah.
They're one of my favorites.
They're good.
You might find that in my car at some points. It's one of them stations you don't hit, Jen, on the right bottom.
Well, I was looking around here, and the big band wouldn't fit in here, but should bring the sax quartet in here. They could fit right here. And
so we've done that. We've had Char Good in here.
Oh, yeah.
Playing violin.
Oh, yeah. She's wonderful.
We've had Char here a couple times. She's actually been on Cedar Show, I believe, also, but Char... We had a funny show one time. It was hilarious. I don't know how we got so funny that day, but we were in here. I was laughing so hard, and her father was here. I've known them from church forever, and but we had a good time in that day, and she brought us into the show, and she took us out, and it was sort of cool. So
yeah.
We're not opposed to that. As long as there's sometimes food involved, so Danny gets some food.
Can't do food in here.
Danny, are you going to come out and try the, you going to bring your wife to the band and give
know.
That, yeah, this week? A little busy, but next time maybe, and you'll get
maybe,
up.
Yep.
Let's talk about also, we've got MCO, they're taking a little break here this month, but they will be back in September, the 3rd and 4th. They'll be back with The Grand Departure. Come Fly Away is their next season that Noel has put together for them with some really talented people. They've got Fantastical Voyages after that, Music Makers of Tomorrow, Tinsel and Tidings in December. This one's always good, The Beatles. And I think we need to do our Liverpool menu that day, our Yellow Submarine and our Strawberry Field Salad.
My Elvis menu went over fat. Because, yep. So I could do that.
Our Strawberry Field Salad.
Your Yellow Submarine sounds like it's got mustard on it.
You know, we did the whole, we had bangers. We had bangers and mash for that day. Yeah,
Mushy peas?
You know what? I love mushy peas. Now, do you know where you can get them here in town? The Pig and Whistle.
Okay.
Did you guys ever go there?
Yes.
They got mushy peas, the best mushy peas you ever had. Have you been there? Because you're
no,
in Cocoa.
I've not, but
you have to go there.
I'd like to try
her to go there last night.
I was like, no, I don't want to go drive that far.
Yeah, we were going to go to the, because I said, let's go get mushy peas. Mushy peas.
Sounds good.
No, it is. No, it's very good. They have the best, like, halibut and haddock fish. You get to choose what kind of fried fish you want. They have shepherd's pie.
I can get the best halibut.
It's a pub.
Straight from Alaska.
Straight. Yes. I mean, it's got to be cold water.
Yeah.
It's got to come out of cold water. Or you can go just get local pompano at our favorite Melbourne Seafood.
Absolutely.
That's right.
All right, real quick.
Yes.
Sunday, 12 to 7, 12th annual Cocoa Beach Day, Two Minutemen Causeway at Cocoa Beach. The event is going to be an awesome gathering of wonderful individuals celebrating life and the ongoing success for Base Camp, which is a children's cancer foundation. They're going to meet directly in front of Coconuts on the Beach. So that'll be a big thing going on. Saturday at 4 p.m., the 2025 Magic and Dog Show at Cocoa Village.
We love that one.
604 Brevard Avenue. It says, does your dog know tricks? Help raise money for the Lowrider Rescue. I love that name. Your dog could be the 2025 Magic Dove Dog of the Year. Titusville, my neck of the woods.
Oh, there you go.
They're having a big cake picnic at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church at 2073 Garden Street. To gain entry, you bring a cake and make a $5 donation to the Brevard Women's Center. Eat as much cake as you want while you're there and take some
Eat
home.
Eat as much cake.
Because 100% of the proceeds go to the Brevard Women's Center.
That's awesome.
Saturday, Titusville. Project Backpack, I see you, Danny. 10 to 12 event by Andrew Pickett Law Firm, 605 Palm Avenue, free backpacks. We're going to start seeing a lot more of that. My granddaughters go back to school next week.
Yeah, and
7.
Not next week, but the following week. We're going to tell everybody where to get their backpacks in their area.
Absolutely.
And all that. We'll
start working on that. Challenger 7 goes back next week, and that's
excellent.
My granddaughters. So I love
thank
that.
You, Jennifer.
Absolutely.
So listen, thank you for coming on the show.
It was a pleasure for us to be here.
I hope we get people out. Don't forget to stop by even when you're coming in to see the band on Wednesday and Thursday or come up to the concession. Tell us that you heard about it here at What's Cooking in the 321. And that way we can see if anybody's listening besides my mother up in heaven. And
actually, Donna Grigsby was the 20th Donna's, text.
Oh, so. Was she the Don? Did she win? Oh, I love Donna Grigsby. She's a follower. Always. Kurt. Marcy, Dave, thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks for having
us. Glad to be here. Yes.
We look forward to, in the future, you know, every time you have a show, at least call me and tell us what's special about it, and we'll get that on the air, and we'll talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in today to What's Cooking in the 321. Next Tuesday, remember that Jen and I will be in California. We might be doing the show from California. I think we might be calling in between one. That's right. So don't miss next week's show. It could be interesting. We'll be in Hollywood hanging with Madame Tussauds or something. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.